When Wishes Come True. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know that 2008 will go down as a pretty bad year, but as you look back, you can make the argument that as bad as the numbers were, this was also a year when wishes came true. I heard today, for example, that gasoline may be headed back toward a dollar a gallon. A dollar a gallon. Just last summer, if you dared even to wish for such a thing, the cops would have tasered you. Now even OPEC has to cut spending. Even Alaskans might have to give up some of their free money. And we didn't have to fill the Midwest with windmills to do it. A wish come true. It took a recession to make it happen. But even then, how many times have we heard psychologists tell us we work too hard? There's too much stress. Slow down. Get 8 hours of sleep. Well, at least 3 million more people get to sleep in now, although it's not necessarily helping the stress. And the materialism that we're always being scolded for, that's gone. People are saving their money again. Banks have stopped their irresponsible lending. And as a result, desperate merchants have marked everything down to Walmart levels. Another wish come true. And the polluted, car-centric society that social engineers are always lamenting? Heck, now whole car companies may just disappear. And to top it all, one look at the weather map shows you that huge numbers of Americans are enjoying a white Christmas. They're enjoying it on the floors of bus stations and airports. But always remember, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Be careful what you're wishing for, because sometimes it's a meteor. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.